Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
614 News Radio 92.3 afternoon, everybody. It has been one heck of a busy day. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in Pensacola Right Now. Let me just go ahead and dive into these top three trending stories. We got a full hour of news coming up here.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, number one, Pensacola Beach lifeguards are sounding the safety alarm after rescuing nearly 50 people from rip currents over the weekend. Scambia County Water Safety Chief Dave Greenwood saying, "The key is to remain calm, swim parallel to the shore until you escape the current." Lifeguards say a patch of dark water near the shoreline could be that telltale sign that a rip current is in the area and could possibly save your life.
And the second of your top stories this afternoon, public school enrollment in Florida is on the decline. New data from economic and demographic research suggests that massive increases in school voucher usage is the immediate reason. EDR's prediction is now estimating a net decrease in Florida of nearly 66,000 students over the next 5 years. Scambia County expected to see the sharpest decline locally at an estimated 2,500 students. Santa Rosa County, meanwhile, will be down by about 1,000.
Now, number three this afternoon, and this is a pretty important one. There's breaking news this morning about 11 o'clock, and now an investigation's ongoing after deputies located a gun over at Warrington Prep Academy. According to deputies, they were called to the school for a student with a gun. Sheriff's Office, they confirm there definitely was a firearm on campus. No shots were fired. Deputies still investigating charges at this time. No one has been arrested or charged in this incident.
All right.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Let's see, looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. If there is any congestion you're dealing with, it shouldn't hold you up for too long. As for the weather, sitting at around 79 degrees here, it's going to be a low of 71 this evening. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 82, low of 71 as well. And there's going to be a slight chance of showers in the middle of your Wednesday, probably around a 20% chance. But, of course, that's very slim. And if that does result in any rainfall, it shouldn't last for too long.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, a Florida woman saves her dog from a bear. It's a good story. What she did, she distracted the bear by throwing a bag of cookies at it. WOFL, our good affiliate friend down in Orlando, Fox 35. Carolyn Coles is in Sanford this afternoon and files this report.
In a heart-pounding moment, Kristen Savage and her dog Ringo dodge danger, escaping a bear, barely making it inside their home.
At one point, I thought, like, we're not going to get out of this because there's nobody here to help me.
A mama bear protecting her cubs had charged Kristen right near her front yard. With nowhere to run, she lifted her dog into the air, spinning in circles, trying desperately to keep him out of the bear's reach. As panic set in,
he was in her mouth at one point.
She remembered something her mom had handed her just minutes before, a bag of cookies.
She stopped for a minute. She went towards us, then she stopped and went back and sniffed the cookies.
Those cookies giving her the few precious seconds she needed to escape.
And nearly 800 illegal immigrants have been arrested in the past week across the state of Florida as part of President Trump's immigration policy. That's according to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which reports that most of the arrests occurred in major cities in Florida through what's dubbed Operation Tidal Wave. This is a partnership between state and federal officials, ICE Miami, and local law enforcement agencies.
Okay, 618 News Radio 92.3. We mentioned that the Warrington Prep Academy incident today, gun found on campus, student with a gun. Well, that unfortunately is not just an isolated account. Students are thankful they are safe after a classmate was caught carrying a gun. This happened in Miramar, Florida. Miami's Channel 7, Brandon Beyer, has a story for us.
Someone just brings a gun to school. It's very concerning and scary.
Students leave Miramar High School Monday afternoon just hours after a fellow classmate was arrested for bringing a gun to school. A gun that might have made it into a classroom had it not been for recently installed metal detectors finding it. Not a single student we spoke with told us they mind the inconvenience of the metal detectors in the morning.
It's definitely giving me some peace of mind.
A student accused of bringing the firearm to Miramar High School was immediately arrested. Principal reminding parents in her email to them to have the talk with your kids about how severe of a crime this is.
And former U.S. Representative David Jolly plans to throw his hat back into the political arena. Jolly announced yesterday that he's considering a run for Florida governor and that he has registered as a Democrat. Jolly had left the Republican Party all the way back in 2018.
Florida's is America's second fastest aging state, with just over a fifth of the residents over 65. Utah was named the slowest aging state, with Maine as America's fastest aging state. Life insurance experts examine Census Bureau figures to identify which states have the highest and lowest concentrations of senior citizens. This is age 65 and over across the country. The top five fastest aging states, here they are. Number one, Maine. Florida's two, West Virginia three, Vermont four, and Delaware five. The top five slowest aging states: Utah, Alaska, Georgia, Colorado, and California.
Well, this may be a reason they're aging faster in Florida. Florida's among the top 10 states where residents spend the most on engagement rings. That's according to a new study by custom engagement ring site Faithful Platform, which ranked Florida in sixth place. The study found that on average, Florida residents spend just over $8,800 on an engagement ring.
Alrighty, a Florida man's charged with killing his estranged wife. He was found dead in the jail cell. Christian Goodwin following this story.
An attorney for David Knezovich revealing he was found dead from an apparent suicide inside a cell at the Federal Detention Center in Miami. The 37-year-old Fort Lauderdale businessman was awaiting trial, charged with kidnapping and killing his estranged wife in Spain. Prosecutors have said Knezovich left Miami in January of 2024 for Serbia, renting a car to track down his wife Anna, noting security video showed him at a Madrid hardware store the same day she disappeared. They allege the two were fighting over real estate assets. Her body was never found. In a statement, defense attorneys say the team is devastated to learn of his death, adding they hope that an appropriate and prompt investigation will be conducted. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
6:21, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll take a quick break. Back in just a few minutes with some of the biggest stories happening across the nation today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Gathering at Pensacola Beach is a wonderful family experience. If you've thought about having a family celebration or an amazing beach wedding, there is a very special home now available, Casa de Luna. Casa de Luna is spacious with room for large families. It has 9 large bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. Casa de Luna is a large private home with a refreshing pool and water views. The pool has a new 4,000 BTU gas heater. Casa de Luna is unique in that the main living area is directly on the ground level. It's very convenient. Bedrooms are both on the ground level and upstairs. One bathroom is handicap friendly, and another has a jacuzzi tub. There is a large gaming porch with a pool table, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. Bicycles are provided. Bring your family to Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach.
For information, call Casa de Luna at 850-433-4855. That's 850-433-4855. Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hey, all the way.
Hey, all the way.
The Pensacola Navy Days 4K is Saturday, May 10th. This fun run starts at Plaza de Luna and runs up Palafox, along Bayfront to Veterans Park, and back to Plaza de Luna. Registrants receive a commemorative Pensacola Navy Days challenge coin and race t-shirt. You can run or walk, and when you return to Plaza de Luna, you can celebrate with a beverage and stick around for the Family Fun Fest. Register now at PensacolaNavyDays.com. That's PensacolaNavyDays.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Come up slow like a desert rose. You won't believe just how good it can be.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 624 News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money today. Hillary Barsky has the numbers along with the market results.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending higher and the Dow and S&P 500 notching a sixth straight session of gains as investors digested a mixed bag of corporate earnings reports, soft economic data, and trade developments. Stocks advancing after President Trump said that talks with India on tariffs were coming along great and he thinks the two countries will reach a deal. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors ending higher with tech leading the charge while energy lagged. The Dow winners Honeywell, Sherwin-Williams, and Amgen. The Dow decliners, United Health Group, McDonald's, and Chevron. The Dow rising 300 points, the Nasdaq higher by 95, S&P 500 up 32. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625, Austin Price has a look at weather and local traffic together now.
Well, luckily there's nothing going on the roads here. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. As for the weather, 79 degrees, low of 71. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 82, low of 71, so very similar temperature-wise. Going to be maybe a 20% chance of rain in the middle of your Wednesday. However, if those showers do come in, it'll be very light and won't last for very long.
Okay, city officials say a state grant for restroom facilities at Vets Memorial Park have been extended after project delays. Here's Mayor Reeves.
If you recall, we received the $750,000 grant from the state. That grant has been extended to June 2026, and we have that agreement in hand. So we obviously shared with them some of the delays that were out of our control, but that project continues to move forward, and now we have an extended year to be able to get this done.
Okay, Mayor Reeves says soil testing resulted in delays because the new restrooms need a heftier foundation. That facility will be on the northwest side of the park. This is right near where the old restroom trailer is located. Mayor Reeves says plans are expected to be submitted to the city happening later this week.
And President Trump is on his 100th day in office for his second term and held a rally earlier this afternoon in Michigan. That's one of the swing states he won in 2024. But actually, he's been quite a busy bee this afternoon. He's currently talking on Fox News, and also I think he's going to be talking later tonight as well. He talked about his progress slowing the flow of illegal immigration and how he wants to build the greatest economy in the world again.
Okay, there's some new details about a homicide investigation into a fatal stabbing in Inslee. Sheriff Chip Simmons saying deputies were called to a home where friends had found a man who was dead with stab wounds. Now, he says the first person they began looking for was the roommate, who was nowhere to be found. Sheriff Chip Simmons.
The victim's car was gone. And so, again, we look at where's the roommate,
yeah,
because we can't seem to find a roommate. Ultimately, we discovered the roommate had fled to Okaloosa County. We worked with the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office and was able to pick up the roommate who was in the car and ultimately charged him with a homicide.
All right. And also, officials considering a move to deploy buoy barriers along the U.S.-Canada border. The acting Spokane sector chief told News Nation that they're in the planning phases of putting bright orange buoys into Lake Kukanusa, which spreads into Canada. Jason Leiby said the barriers will help agents monitor waterways into the U.S. because over the past few years, buoys were used by Texas across the Rio Grande to combat the flow of illegal immigration. However, the move resulted in a lawsuit from the Biden administration.
Good afternoon, 627. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. This is Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Fewer new jobs were created at the end of last month, though the overall picture points to a stable job market. Here's Jenny Casola.
The number of job openings declined on the last day of March, down by 901,000 from a year ago. The Labor Department's Job Openings and Labor Turnovers Survey found 7.19 million openings, a drop of 288,000 from February. Federal job opportunities declined by 36,000. However, overall layoffs declined by 222,000. Overall hires held at 5.4 million, and total separations were little changed at 5.1 million, suggesting stability in the labor market right before April's tariffs were unveiled. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And President Donald Trump signing executive orders focused on immigration, targeting sanctuary cities that he claims are not following federal laws. Some legal experts suggest it may lead to court actions against him. The move follows a federal judge's decision preventing the Trump administration from cutting funding to sanctuary cities. The order directs the Department of Justice to identify municipalities that hinder immigration law enforcement within 30 days.
All right, News Radio 92.3. If you're thinking about maybe investing in your financial future, here you go. Tonight, Mega Million, $70 million, $31.8 million. That's your cash option tomorrow night. If the Megas didn't work for you, but I hope it does. Good luck. Powerball, $30 million, $13.9 million. That is your cash option heading out the door. The drawings, 10 o'clock. As I always say, play wisely and good luck to you.
All right. And President Trump confirms he spoke with Amazon founder Jeff Bezos about a reported plan to display the amount tariffs increase the price of an item. Amazon has said the plan was never approved and would not be happening. That came after the White House criticized the plan by calling it a hostile and political act. Trump made the comments while departing the White House for a planned speech in Michigan that we touched on earlier for his 100 days back in office.
Okay, it's an exciting day over north Escambia County on Monday. The Goodyear blimp, known as Wingfoot 2, was spotted flying low and slow over Molino. According to flight tracking data, the blimp left New Orleans after a weekend hovering over the Zurich Classic Golf Tournament, headed back to its home base near Fort Lauderdale at the Pompano Beach Air Park. By the way, this year is the 100th anniversary of the original Goodyear blimp Pilgrim back in 1925. Just about 6:30, this is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump is marking 100 days into his second term. The president rallying in Michigan today, touting his administration's crackdown on illegal immigration and border crossings.
There's never been such a difference in anything as the difference between the border today and the border what it was just 6 months ago.
Trump says border crossings are down over 99% since he took office. Democrats have a much different view of the first 100 days. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president's tariff policy is risking an economic downturn.
The chance of recession, not according to us, but according to banking experts, is so much greater than it was before.
Trump earlier announced a break on tariffs for auto parts for domestic manufacturers. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney's Liberals are celebrating an election victory in a stunning turn of fortune, but the party fell short of winning an outright majority in Parliament. America's listening to Fox News.
It's the 25th annual Crawfish Festival at Bamboo Willie's on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk, May 2nd through the 4th. Come and enjoy live music from Swampland Revival, Sadie McClendon, Count the Years, Jared McConnell, and many more. Plus, be entertained by the fireworks Saturday night and lots of crawfish all weekend long. And of course, you'll want to visit the local artist along the boardwalk and enjoy the kids' crawfish race as well. It's a festival of fun for the entire family. Visit PensacolaBeachCrawfishFestival.com for more details.
The Big Bamboo!
Not everyone who handles your personal information is as careful as you are, which might explain why there's a victim of identity theft every 5 seconds in the United States. Fortunately, there's LifeLock. LifeLock will monitor hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. And if your identity's stolen, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code at LifeLock.com. LifeLock, for the threats you can't control, terms apply.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson. The brilliant and charismatic host brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, first up, Pensacola Beach lifeguards sounding the safety alarm after rescuing nearly 50 people from rip currents over the weekend. Scambia County Water Safety Chief Dave Greenwood says the key is to remain calm and swim parallel to the shore until you escape the current. Lifeguards also say that a patch of dark water near the shoreline could be a telltale sign that a rip current is in the area.
Okay, number two, public school enrollment in Florida is declining. New data from Economic and Demographic Research suggesting massive increases in school voucher usage is the immediate reason. EDR's prediction is now estimating a net decrease in Florida of nearly 66,000 students over the next 5 years. Scambia County is expected to see the sharpest decline locally at an estimated 2,500 students. Santa Rosa County will be down about 1,000 students.
And last but not least for your top three stories, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office investigating after a firearm was located on the campus of Warrington Preparatory Academy. The incident was reported around 11 a.m. No shots were fired. No one was injured in the incident. The weapon was located in a student's possession, and at this time, investigators still reviewing the circumstances of the incident and determining what charges are appropriate. The school's principal, Delvin Vick, sent a message to parents regarding the incident, and he applauded the student who was made aware of the possible weapon on campus and said something to a trusted adult.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, 635 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Beach Advocates supports ongoing efforts to increase pay for firefighters and build new fire districts. To effectively do this, the economic playing field must be leveled, as Escambia County has proposed an increase of fire municipal services benefit units, or better known as MSBUs, that places a higher financial burden on beach businesses compared to the mainland rates. To voice your concerns, the Escambia Commissioner is going to discuss the issue on Thursday, 5:30 in Commission Chambers, 221 Palafox Place. Look for PBA members to attend the public forum to speak against that increase.
And a $4.7 million Florida Department of Transportation project to resurface Highway 29 and Century now complete. It involved realigning the highway, upgrading traffic signals and drainage, and improving ADA compliance for sidewalks and curb ramps. Notably, a 700-foot curve prone to truck accidents was restructured. Lane closures began in January of 2023, reducing traffic to one lane in each direction.
All right, 637 News Radio 92.3. I'm Chris Bryan. He's Austin Price, and we're looking into sports this afternoon.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The Cleveland Cavaliers in a dominating four-game sweep with a 138-83 victory.
Damn, it was humbling. You know, this series was humbling. These last two games were embarrassing. But Cleveland's also a very good team.
Miami Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra, after his team got eliminated from the playoffs in the minimum four games by the Cleveland Cavaliers, the number one seed of the Eastern Conference. The Cavs set an NBA record for the most lopsided victory in a playoff series clincher. They beat the Heat by 55 points last night after they had won game four by 37. The 92-point scoring difference in the last two games of the series, an NBA record for any two-game stretch of a playoff series. The Cavs also set an NBA record for having outscored their opponent by more points than in any playoff series. Cleveland outscored Miami by 122 over four games. Next, the Cavaliers will play the winner of the Pacers-Bucks series. Indiana leads 3-1 and can wrap it up tonight. The Golden State Warriors took a 3-1 lead on the Houston Rockets. Fred VanVleet missed a three-point shot at the buzzer that would have forced overtime. Jimmy Butler scored a team-high 27 points for Golden State.
I die for these guys, for real. It's so fun. I got my joy back, as some would say. But more than anything, it's always good to win. Let me go, man. Go back there. Nothing on national TV.
Jimmy Butler and the Warriors having fun on TNT. After a 109-106 victory over the Rockets, who were the second seed in the Western Conference and one loss away from getting eliminated from the playoffs, Houston hosts a must-win Game 5 tomorrow. Hockey, Florida Panthers outscored the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-0 in the third period last night to win 4-2 and get within one victory of moving into the second round. The Dallas Stars up 3-2 on the Colorado Avalanche after a 6-2 win. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And a mural honoring the lives of Kobe and Gianna Bryant has been vandalized. The mural on Main Street in downtown L.A. was completed not very long, actually just days, after he, his daughter, and seven others died in a helicopter crash in January of 2020. It depicts Kobe and Gianna when she was a toddler. The mural was also featured in a commercial for Super Bowl 56. But the artist who created the mural, who goes by Slow Motions, planning to restore the artwork.
Okay, the Milwaukee Bucks receiving some bad news Monday about their point guard. Joe Morgan has more.
The Milwaukee Bucks had their worst fears confirmed on Monday. An MRI revealed a torn left Achilles tendon for Bucks star Damian Lillard. The injury was suffered Sunday during Milwaukee's Game 4 playoff loss to the Indiana Pacers. The injury ends Lillard's season and puts next year in jeopardy after Lillard fought his way back from a blood clot in his right leg, which caused him to miss the final 14 games of the regular season and the first game of the playoffs. Milwaukee is one loss away from being eliminated from the postseason. The team has won just one playoff series since winning the NBA title in 2021. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And we were talking about the NBA and NHL playoff scenes. Well, we got some score updates for you. All right, Indiana leads the Pacers 3-1 in their series. Well, with 6.5 minutes left to go into third quarter, the Pacers only down by a point, 56-55. If the Pacers win, they will gentlemen sweep the Bucks. Also, we got the Pistons and Knicks just recently getting underway. Pistons up 4-2. If New York wins that game, they will gentlemen sweep the Pistons. And on the NHL side of things, we've got the Senators and Maple Leafs and Devils and Hurricanes both getting underway. Those teams are all tied at zero, of course.
All right, locally, let me just kind of narrow down a couple of stories here I want to pass on to you. Wahoos 15-6 on the season, sits in first place in the South Division. Tonight, Pensacola facing Birmingham on the road for a six-game series up there. Scambia County is looking to spend $25 million on upgrades to the John R. Jones Sports Complex over on East Nine Mile Road. Most of the money will be spent to convert the sports fields to artificial turf in a plan to boost sports tourism here in Pensacola. Now that the TDC approved the funds, it's up to commissioners to make its final decision. And one NFL star getting a huge payday. Here's Jared Max.
One of the more widely recognizable players in the NFL, known for his long blonde hair and big smile, two-time All-Pro George Kittle of the San Francisco 49ers has taken over the title as the highest-paid tight end in the NFL in terms of annual salary. Kittle, who's 31 years old and has spent his entire eight-year NFL career with San Francisco, agreed to a four-year contract extension worth $76.4 million, $40 million guaranteed. The deal will bring Kittle $100,000 more per season than Arizona Cardinals tight end Trey McBride. A six-time Pro Bowler, Kittle led all NFL tight ends in yards per reception last season, ranked second in touchdowns, third in receiving yards. He's one of only five tight ends in NFL history with at least 4,000-yard receiving seasons. Jared Max, Fox News.
All righty. And the NFL draft from this year that just finished is among the most watched ever. An average audience of 7.5 million viewers watched the draft held in Green Bay, Wisconsin. That makes it the second most watched draft of all time, only behind the 2022 draft. Now, but here's what's significant. The 2025 draft had the most watched day three on record with an average of 4.3 million viewers as fans watched to see which team would draft quarterback Shedeur Sanders. And I got to tell you, Chris, maybe not necessarily in round three because it goes so fast and it takes so long, but I'm guilty of this. I'm part of this statistic here because I knew the Steelers weren't taking a quarterback as soon as I wanted. Wake Forest wasn't having any players picked. I was sitting here grabbing my head thinking, there's no way Shedeur is still on the board. So it did. It became a matter of, will he ever be picked? And if so, when?
But I got to tell you, there's a lot of backlash today about Sanders. He got $1 million in cash delivered to him after he was chosen during the fifth round.
Really?
But somebody, an unnamed source, walked up and gave them a Louis Vuitton suitcase, opened it up, and it was $1 million in cash. A lot of folks aren't looking at that very happily.
Really?
No, they don't like that at all. Anyway, you'll hear more about it. It's just breaking the information to pass along.
Yeah, yeah.
Ice Flyers owner, let me just do this, kind of localize this story. Our good friend of the station here, Ice Flyers owner Greg Harris, has launched a formal search for a new head coach and assistant coach to lead the team into the 25-26 SPHL season. Harris anticipates a lot of interest from candidates across the hockey world and is connecting with coaches. We're pretty eager to help shape the next chapter of Ice Flyers hockey.
All righty, now it's time for your CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The Knicks-Pistons series should probably be tied up at 2, as New York was outplayed in games 1 and 4, but because of how clutch Jalen Brunson is, the Knicks captain was able to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat in both those games to have New York up 3-1. And I'm not betting against Brunson at Madison Square Garden tonight. Not only do I have the Knicks closing out this series in 5, but I like them laying the 5.5 points as well. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, baseball fans? It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an Odds Boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your Odds Boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Afternoon, everybody. 6:45. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. Austin Price in this afternoon with a look at the weather and local traffic together.
Yes, looking at the roads here, not too much going on. It's typically pretty smooth sailing this time every afternoon. As for the weather on a local scale, 79 degrees, low of 71 this evening. Tomorrow, going to be very similar, high of 82, low of 71, maybe about a 20% chance of rain in the middle of your Wednesday, but if it ever does come, it won't be much.
You know, we're getting set into that summertime weather pattern. You know,
yeah.
It's going, as we always say, pop-up showers. Mm-hmm. Could happen here, maybe not there, but... there is a potential chance for seeing some wet stuff locally, but let me go to the national snapshot because there's going to be a lot of wet stuff in this forecast. More stormy weather expected across much of the U.S. Janice Dean is in with your Fox weather forecast.
Another round of strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible, containing large hail, damaging winds, heavy rain with isolated tornadoes from Texas to the interior northeast and Ohio Valley today as a cold front pushes eastward. Flash flooding is also a concern over sections of the south central U.S. Meanwhile, ahead of the system, temperatures will be warm along the east coast, and the northwest remains unsettled with more coastal rain and some higher elevation snow. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Okay. A new global study in the journal Lancet linking certain household plastics with heart disease deaths. Teresa Cowley is in with more.
Daily exposure to a certain group of household plastics may be linked to 356,000 global deaths from heart disease in 1 year alone. Researchers at NYU Langone Health focused on a kind of phthalate that makes items like food containers and medical gear more flexible. When the chemicals break down and are ingested, they can cause inflammation in the heart arteries, leading to heart attack and stroke. The new analysis estimates DEHP exposure contributed to more than 13% of heart disease deaths in men and women 55 to 64, the biggest share of deaths in Asia, the Pacific, and the Middle East. Authors suggest it's because they have a boom in plastic production with fewer regulations. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And for the first time ever, there are now more than 7 million Americans living with Alzheimer's. The Alzheimer's Association's 2025 Disease Facts and Figures report finds that 7.2 million Americans are living with the disease, and nearly 4 in 5 of them would want to find out if they have it before even developing symptoms. I don't know why you wouldn't want to. New York doctor Nikhil Palekar says that 2 new FDA-approved medications known as lecanemab and donanemab are helping to slow the progression of symptoms in people with early stages of the disease.
All right, here's a story that kind of fits right into this motif. Florida is America's second fastest aging state, with just over a fifth of residents over 65. Utah was named the slowest aging state, with Maine as America's fastest aging state. Life insurance experts examine Census Bureau figures to identify which states have the highest and lowest concentrations of senior citizens. We're talking about people age 65 and over across the country. The top five fastest aging states, here they are. Number one, Maine, Florida, West Virginia, Vermont, Delaware, the top five slowest aging states, Utah, Alaska, Georgia, Colorado, and California.
And the maker of the popular weight loss drug Wegovy plans to make the medication more affordable and more available. The Denmark company Novo Nordisk says that it will work with telehealth companies to provide less expensive off-brand drugs that act the same way as the Wegovy click pens do. The company says the name brand version will be now delivered to homes for $499, plus the cost of a monthly telehealth service, which is about $100 a month. That's less than the cost of the drug without a discount, though.
Okay, this is a good story, by the way, Austin. Brad Smith, who is suffering from ALS, now able to communicate thanks to a new microchip implanted in his brain from Elon Musk's company Neuralink. Lydia Hugh has more on the story.
Smith says the circular device, about the size of five quarters stacked together, is robotically implanted in the motor cortex of the brain. Threads placed a few millimeters into the brain collect neural firings that are decoded to control a computer's cursor and type messages. With this technology, Smith is able to narrate a video posted to X with his own voice, cloned by AI from recordings made before he got sick. The other two recipients of the Neuralink implant have spinal cord injuries. Neuralink is reportedly planning to raise about $500 million as it continues testing the implant.
6:50, we'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some business notes for you, but maybe if there's time, some pop culture, frivolous notes as we ease you into the end of this program tonight and right here on News Radio 92.3. Keep it here!
This week at Macy's, use your coupon or Macy's card and get an extra 20% off just in time for Valentine's Day. Save on top of already great deals, like 35 to 55% off dazzling diamonds, gemstones, and more. And sleek handbags and wallets from Kipling, Nine West, Inc., and more top designers, now 25% off. Plus, Star Money bonus days are going on now. Learn more at Macy's.com/StarMoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants her own doggy vacation at Play and Stay Pet Daycare when I go on vacation. But since she doesn't speak English, I'm going to translate. What's that? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian. And they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where you love to run and romp with your friends. So where are they? That's right. Play and Stay Pet Daycare is at 4220 North Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Who's a good girl? Yeah.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Back in my prime when I could really lay it down.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, 6:53, News Radio, 92.3. What a great afternoon here. It's just a beautiful day out there. If you're heading to the beach, yellow flags are flying on the island. Just be real careful. It's borderline, Austin, as we heard from Mr. Strum earlier today about the winds picked up, chops developed out there. So be careful. Still yellow, but rip currents are light, but they can be extremely dangerous. So if you're out there, swim in protected areas, please. Okay, Amazon has launched satellites. It hopes will rival the Starlink network operated by SpaceX. Here's Grinnell Scott.
A rocket carried 27 of Amazon's Project Kuiper satellites into orbit. Amazon's founder, Jeff Bezos, plans for more than 3,200 satellites that will establish a global broadband network. Rival billionaire Elon Musk's SpaceX has more than 7,000 satellites in his Starlink network in Earth's orbit. The latest ones were launched this past Sunday night. Despite the broadband benefits, there are many stargazers who say the man-made orbitals obstruct views of natural satellites and increase chances of space collisions. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And about 3 in 10 Americans expecting their household finances to improve in 2026. A poll from The Economist / YouGov found that 30% of Americans expect their household finances will be better in April of 2026, marking the lowest share since October of last year. 28% of respondents said that they think it'll be just about the same, while another 29% predicted that they would be worse off. And last but not least, 13% were unsure.
Harvard University renaming its Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Office. Tanya J. Powers has the story.
Harvard's Office for Equity, Diversity, Inclusion, and Belonging will now be called Community and Campus Life. It was announced on Monday afternoon in an email from the head of what had been the Chief Diversity Officer, but is now the Chief Community and Campus Life Officer. The change comes as the Trump administration continues its push to dismantle DEI programming at universities, freezing more than $2 billion of Harvard's government funding. The school also says it will no longer host or fund affinity group celebrations during commencement, just months after the U.S. Department of Education threatened more funding cuts if Harvard did not cancel graduation celebrations that might separate students based on race. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Okay, 6:55, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price is in, looking at that weather and local traffic together.
Well, the roads are looking good. Weather is looking not so bad either. 79 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 82 and a low of 71 as well. And also, just as kind of a finishing touch on our business notes here, we are keeping track of your finances this evening with Your Money Now.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Shares of Supermicro fell as much as 19% today after the server maker announced preliminary results for the fiscal third quarter that landed lower than analysts' expectations. Adjusted guidance has year-over-year growth at 18%, way off from the 200% that was seen last year. Meta Platforms is announcing it's launching a standalone artificial intelligence app to go head-to-head with OpenAI maker ChatGPT. Shares of Meta in after-hours trading are off slightly. Consumer attitude regarding the present and near future dimmed once again in April. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index fell to 86 on the month, down nearly 8 points. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with Dow gaining 300 points, the S&P 500 added 32, and the NASDAQ gained 95. Crude oil futures for June sit above 60 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, first up here, we've got the first trailer being released for A24's The Smashing Machine. The film stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson as two-time UFC heavyweight champion Mark Kerr. The Smashing Machine will be hitting theaters on October 3rd.
Okay, families of Joe Cocker and Soundgarden react to their Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions. You know, we told you about, we announced this actually, broke it on Monday's program, about all the inductees. Michelle Pollino kind of expands on the story for us.
Family members of Joe Cocker and Soundgarden's Chris Cornell are celebrating both late singers' upcoming induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Cocker will be honored at the ceremony on November 8th, some 32 years after first becoming eligible. Victor Cocker, Joe's older brother, tells Billboard he's quite thrilled by the recognition, while Cornell's widow Vicky posted on Instagram thanking fans who voted and writing, "It's always bittersweet, but Chris would have been so honored." The November ceremony includes the 2025 inductees, Chubby Checker, Bad Company, Cyndi Lauper, Outkast, and the White Stripes. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And Kendrick Lamar and SZA's grand national tour started less than 2 weeks ago, but they've racked up enough revenue to make history. According to data reported by Touring Data, Kendrick Lamar became the first rapper to earn over $9 million from one concert as the headlining or co-headlining act. KDOT and SZA launched a tour on April 19th at the U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis with almost 50,000 fans in attendance. On that night alone, the Luther duo brought in over $9 million.
Okay, a Minecraft movie sing-along hits theaters this week. Here's the latest.
A Minecraft movie immersive sing-along edition is coming to theaters this Friday. Get ready to re-enter the overworld this weekend with a Minecraft movie block party edition.
Chicken jockey!
The film set a box office record with a global take of $313 million, marking the highest debut yet for a video game adaptation starring Jack Black, Jason Momoa, Danielle Brooks, and more. When the film originally opened, it sparked a viral trend among young moviegoers who screamed and threw popcorn during pivotal moments, including Jack Black proclaiming, "I am Steve," and yelling, "Chicken jockey." Tickets are on sale now. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Well, Beyonce saddling up and taking over stadiums across the nation as she embarks on her Cowboy Carter tour. The tour kicked off on Monday at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California, where she performed over 40 songs. Cowboy Carter helped the pop star win her first Grammy for Album of the Year, as well as the Grammy for Best Country Album.
I like how you slid into that. Saddled up, huh?
Yeah. I wish I could say I came up with that pun there. But I did.
I'll go ahead and take it.
Okay, sure. Yeah, yes. It was all me.
News Radio 92.3. Hey, you're thinking about buying the house or selling the house? Here's your mortgage rates this afternoon. They are below that 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.82%. The average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 6.3%. Hey, that's going to wrap it for Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Have yourself a great Tuesday evening. We'll do it again tomorrow, 4 o'clock, on News Radio 92.3. See you then.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9, with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.